Welcome everyone, live from St. Albans Secondary College in Melbourne, Australia. You're listening to St. Albans Live on Live FM. My name is Tina and my co-hosts today are Deanne, Sunshine, Aisha and Antonio. Our special guest today is Bron, the school nurse. Hi Bron, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Our first question today is, how long have you been a school nurse for?
Yeah, so I have been a school nurse for about 6 years. So I've always worked with kids, and then I joined the Department of Education, probably 5-6 years ago. But I started in primary school nursing. So our school nursing program does primary and secondary. So I did that and then did half primary and secondary, and now I'm just a secondary nurse. So I've been full-time secondary for a couple of years.
Have you ever had like students come in and like try wide class?
Look, I'm very optimistic, so I think there's lots of opportunities to engage with students. So even if they're wanting to wag, I guess why are they wanting? Do they just need some time out to kind of regulate? And if so, I always try and have conversations with them then about health or education or anything else. But yes, sometimes kids just want some time out, but I try and be a bit kind around it and see what's going on for them.
What inspired you to become a school nurse?
Yeah, so I think just working in nursing in general. So when I've been a psychiatric nurse and also a pediatrics nurse. So with that, you kind of see that early intervention has the best possible health outcomes. And schools are such a great opportunity for health hubs because people are coming here every single day and they know their teachers, they know their community. So sometimes referring to services like GPs, people are a bit more hesitant to do that, which is absolutely understandable. So trying to get into schools, it's a really great opportunity to actually support kids when they're needing that health intervention at such a special age.
Has there ever been like any incidents that like you couldn't personally like handle, so you had to like call like paramedics?
Look, there absolutely has been. So most of the time I don't see kids for actual, like, I guess, crises, health issues, mm-hmm. but there has been some times where I've needed to engage with external services, and that includes like ambulances mm-hmm. and other stuff. It can be really hard. My job is in health promotion, but I am trained. I used to work at a ICU, so sometimes my ICU hat comes on and I'm like, oh, this is what we should be doing. But yes, there has absolutely been times we've needed to engage.
Has there been any times where you've caught a student lying about being sick?
I guess like, kind of going back to that question, the first question about wagging, like if a lot of the times people will come to me and for a reason that actually isn't the reason that they're wanting to talk about because they're embarrassed or something. So they might come and go, oh, you know, I just want some time out, or I'm having a fight with a friend. And then during the conversation, you kind of get to learn that perhaps there's some other things going on, because it's pretty overwhelming to come to a stranger and be like, I want some support with sexual health or, you know, issues with relationships or anything else. So, I think any opportunity is a good opportunity to actually figure out what is the presenting issue that students have and how we can best help.
So why did you choose St. Albans Secondary to work at?
Interesting question. So we have a team of nurses who work for the Department of Education. So we don't work directly at the school, like for the schools, but we work for the department. So we've got about 7 nurses in our area and we all get different schools. I'm also at a school very close, so I knew the area quite well, and I also knew the nurse that was here beforehand. His name was Nadia. She was absolutely amazing and she spoke very highly of the school, honestly, with and highlighted a lot of supports that were in place, and I just kind of wanted to yeah, see what the fuss is about. And it's a really great school because we get the opportunity to go into lots of different schools and see their supports. It's it's a school that's pretty good, pretty well resourced.
Was becoming like a nurse like a dream job for you when you were younger?
I'm actually going to say no. I had a bit of a hard time in high school and I was just pretty happy to get out of it alive. And so then after school, I traveled around a bit and then came back to Australia and got a job in aged care, and I realized that I actually really like helping people and then kind of gravitated towards kids because that's where I've always worked and that's kind of where my passion is. So I guess from a nursing perspective, this is my dream job. I've worked in lots of different areas in nursing and I love nursing because of that. It's so versatile. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted a complete change in job, I could work in any area of health and wellbeing, and that's, yeah, pretty exciting. It's, but I love health promotion, so this is kind of the dream job in a way. Yeah.
What was the first school that you were a nurse for?
Yeah, so that was actually primary school. So I had about 10 of them in the Western area. But then, yes, I've worked at Victoria University Secondary College as well, and also tapped in and out of some other schools to provide different services.
Do you have any advice for, like, the young people that, like, might want to become a nurse or anything?
Yeah. I guess my advice is there's lots of different ways to get into nursing. So when I was at school, I didn't do health subjects. Like mm-hmm. I said, I was just pretty happy to graduate. Yeah. But, yeah, afterwards I got a certificate for and got into uni that way. So there's lots and lots of different ways to get into it. I would just say, just figure out what you're kind of passionate about, whether it's like helping the elderly, whether it's incredibly unwell people, if it's kids or whatever, because it's helpful to know that if you're going into nursing, what specific area.
Yeah,
because you end up studying quite a lot. It's a 3-year degree, but most nurses have their master's, so it's 5 years altogether. Oh. Yeah, so good to figure that out on the way.
As a school nurse, have you ever thought about moving to, like, being a nurse at, like, the hospitals and stuff?
Yeah. So when I was doing school nursing, most of the nurses have a couple of different jobs. So I was still working at the Royal Children's Hospital. I still am. it's good to kind of keep up clinical work as well. But hospitals they're amazing. They definitely do have their own challenges, and one of them is shift working. And after doing, I think, like 19 years of night shifts, you get a little bit sick of it. I don't see myself, I guess, going back to hospital work full time, but I still working it, absolutely love it.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to St Albans Live on Live FM, live from St Albans Secondary College in Melbourne, Australia. My name is Tina, and my co-hosts today are Deanne, Sunshine, Aisha, and Antonio, and our special guest for today is Bron, the school nurse. So if you say a year level, what year level would be, well, the most that comes into your office?
Yeah, look, I think it's kind of dependent on the health needs, to be honest. I see lots of kids from year 7 to 12. Lots of year 7s, it's about friendship, puberty, that kind of stuff. Year 8 and 9... I get a lot of referrals for vaping, drug and alcohol, sexual health.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is – it's really great. It's really great because it is a really big issue that's impacting kids, and I'm, really thankful that they can get some support through schools. Lots of, sexual health, lots of information about menstruation, about different aspects of puberty, and then year – kind of 10, 11, 12, it's a lot more mental health. And that really goes with our different health data, which indicates that, yeah, kids when they're about 16 upwards start to develop mental health disorders or, yeah, other issues with their health and well-being.
Yeah. What's one of, like, your favourite things to do as a nurse?
Oh, gosh. I think actually figure out, like, talking to students and trying to actually figure out what they need, because in the end, navigating the healthcare system is absolutely complicated. So, you know, if you've got a healthcare concern, do you see GPs? Do you go to a hospital? What professional do you use? Do you get a cardiologist? There's just, yeah, so many different kinds. So I guess it's actually talking to students, helping them figure out what their main health concerns are and helping them to navigate the system and also use the system before they are 18, because after that, sometimes it does cost a bit of money. So trying to get, yeah, free oral healthcare services or glasses, which you can get through the school for free. So trying to get them into those, yeah.
Cool.
Trying, yeah,
areas. Other than nursing, what other, like, activity or job would you take?
Like, for a hobby
Like a job.
Yeah. So working in the department, we get lots of different opportunities to kind of, do different jobs. So lots of nurses are in, juvenile justice, respect for relationships, professional practice. I'm a bit of a nerd. I really like studying. I really like data. because if we're just kind of making things up, we're actually not giving students the services that they need. So, professional practice is a bit of my jam, because it's just, yeah, seeing how we can best deliver the services.
Do you feel like for working in the school, do you feel like some students are not heard out enough by, like, teachers and principals and stuff?
Yeah, look, it can be incredibly challenging because of the structure of schools and how students, I guess at that age group feel comfortable to provide feedback. I'm a pretty positive person. I'm really excited about SWPBS, so the school-wide positive behaviour, which is just coming in because it provides students a lot more voice to actually give feedback. But, look, there are absolutely challenges, and I think that's going to be the case for a while until we kind of change the structure of teaching, which I guess historically can be quite authoritarian, and trying to actually empower students to identify what their learning needs, be able to communicate that, and teachers to be able to have the time and space to be able to accommodate for that, because it's also about them. But look, I'm very excited for SWPBS because that provides a lot of opportunities for students to provide voice and agency. And also at the school, we are doing the CPR ambassadors, so the Connect, Protect and Respect. And that's a new initiative. It is to provide student voice regarding all issues with mental health. So I think we are doing a bit more to try and support students, but in the end, it is incredibly hard for students to have that voice. So, I would say just find a teacher that you really like, try and engage with them, try and, build that relationship so you feel safe and comfortable, and then they can help advocate for you then.
Thank you.
As a school nurse, what kind of advice would you give a person that's wanting to be a school nurse or studying or nurse generally?
Just get through study. I was working full-time while studying nursing. I think just lean back into your passion, which is really about helping people. Sometimes we all kind of know the burnt out nurses that may not be the most compassionate because of a lot of burnout and compassion fatigue. So I think just reflect about why you're wanting to be a nurse, lean into that and just, again, lean into the supports around you. I was a mature age student, so I leaned in a lot about study supports and everything. So, yeah.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you to our guest, Bun. It's been a great pleasure talking to you today live from St. Albans Secondary College in Melbourne, Australia. You have been listening to St. Albans Live on Live FM. My name is Tina and my co-hosts today were Deanne, Sunshine, Aisha, and Tonyu. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you have found the information today useful. Until next time, have a great day.